Oh, it's absolutely extraordinary. My colleague, Deputy Louise O'Reilly, the Sinn Féin health spokesperson, she pointed out to me that she had asked the question of the minister looking for information on bed closures in every single hospital across the state. And the response said that there were no beds closed at Letterkenny Hospital. Now, I find that absolutely astounding when you consider that it has been a major focus, the closure of the 20 beds in Letterkenny Short Stay Ward. Last October, at the budget, the government announced that all of those beds were going to reopen. Local Minister Joe McHugh was on Highland Radio saying that he'd spoken to the manager of the hospital and asked him to go ahead and recruit. But we quickly discovered that they'd only given the funding to reopen 5 beds. And indeed, it was the Saelta Hospital Group who managed to reallocate funding to open 10. So in other words, only half the beds have been reopened. It's infuriating that they cannot see we need to open all 20 beds when every single day on Highland Radio News we're hearing about people on trolleys.
And that situation is traditionally expected to worsen as we embark on another autumn-winter season. It would be, I'm sure, ideal to reopen the remaining 10 beds at that hospital.
Oh, it's absolutely vital now that we've got 10 reopened, 5 of them funded by central government, it's critical now that we all put the focus on the government to reopen all 20 beds. So this response comes from senior management of the HSE. I found it alarming, astounding, and worrying. But we are going to fight them, and we're going to make sure that all 20 beds are reopened so we take the pressure off the staff, the doctors and nurses in the hospital, and we ensure that as few people as possible continue to be on trolleys at that hospital.